tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
The American Sexual Health Association reports that half of all sexually active individuals will contract a sexually transmitted infection by the age of 25. And many sexually transmitted infections have mild, easy-to-miss symptoms. The only way to know for sure if you have an STI is to get tested. Talk to your healthcare provider about which tests make sense for you, or visit gettested.cdc.gov for more information about free and confidential testing in your area. This message brought to you by your safe and sexy DJs at WRUV.
Oh, was a cold and cruel evening, sneaking up on Speedy Creek. I found myself asleeping in the snow. One or two odd reasons I ain't too proud to repeat. For now I'll say I had no place to go. It was a rustle and a humming, just a hauling down the street. I drew myself up from my icy bed, painted on that shiny car the letters RCMNP. I can feel a little aching in my head. Ellen, out jumps this old boy about twice the size of me. He asked me for my name and where I dwell. And I just looked him in the eye and sang Blue Yodel Number 9. He didn't catch the reference, I could tell. Then the old familiar click and the handcuffs binding grip. He should have left me in the snow where I lay. He just laughed and touched his gun and turned to me. He said, son, I bet you don't own a damn thing, do you, mate? Well, I got my help, John B. Stetson. Got a bottle full of baby's bluebird wine. And I left my stash somewhere down in Preston, along with 13 silver dollars in my mind. Well, I got my health, my John B. Stetson. Got me a bottle full of baby's bluebird wine. And I left my stash somewhere down in Preston, along with 13 silver dollars in my mind.
Every day I'm getting older, I pleasure, joy, and happiness. Pleasure, joy, and happiness. Pleasure, joy, and happiness. Pleasure, joy, and happiness.